G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 10 of Irk to the Diary Room. Irk to the Diary Room is a show here on Channel Irk, channelirk.com. And this show is normally about things like TV, entertainment, movies, DVDs, music, and a lot more. You can listen to the episodes, you can listen to them from the website at irktothedoryroom.com. You can now also subscribe via iTunes, and you can also now listen via Stitcher Radio by searching Irk to the Diary Room and you'll find it. Anywho, it is mid-September as I'm recording this particular episode. This is about take 6 or take 7. This is going to be a little bit of housekeeping, because what I've been aiming to do is to record these episodes as I am recording now in my mobile diary room, in other words, my car, while I'm going to and from the place of my employment. That's one of the tools that I use to keep the length of these episodes down to about 30 or 40 minutes or so. Now, you might remember, as an Australia Post truck almost wants to give me a shorter car, you might remember that I initially started recording these episodes using an app called iTalkLite, and from about episode 5, I've been using an application called BossJock Studio, which enables me basically to record these episodes on the fly when I'm in the car. And when I first purchased the app, everything was great. Episode 5, 6, 7, 8 and 9, no dramas. But around about episode 10 and 11, I found that I was having a problem where it wasn't necessarily recording the entire episode. And so if I'm recording for 40 minutes or so, the length of the episode that it is actually recorded has varied. Now, just to let you know about my setup here in the car, I have my phone in airplane mode in the cup holder, basically in front of me to the left of my car stereo. So I can talk, you can hear me, I've got my attention on the road, and I've probably got more of attention on the road than what I was having if I had someone in the car with me having a conversation. I hit the record button. I have the various promos and songs loaded up that I want to use, like this one. And then when everything's done, I hit stop, and I can basically export that to my phone, and the episode's pretty much ready to go. But lately, the application has had some bugs in it, and for some reason or another, it actually hasn't been recording the whole episode. When I'm actually recording, I can see the little meter move when I talk or play a song or a promo like that, and I can see the clock ticking to say, hey dude, you're recording. But when it comes down to the final process of getting the file from the phone to the computer so I can upload it to the internet, not so much. Sometimes it was 4 minutes, sometimes 10, sometimes about 30 minutes out of a 40-minute episode. So what I did, I was talking on Twitter, like I normally do. My Twitter ID is IrkPod. And what I was doing, I was venting, saying, you know, what's going on? The app was awesome, and now it's not recording the whole episodes. I've been having a few conversations with the guys behind BossJock, and they've actually invited me, and I've taken them up on the offer of being a beta tester. And so what that basically means is I've got a new version of the application that hasn't been released to the public yet, so people like me can find out if there's any bugs in it before it goes to general release. And I must say, for a podcasting application, or a mobile media application, the ability to be able to record a whole episode is an important one. When the guys from Pocket, not Pocket Cast, that's another app altogether. When the guys from Boss Jock were talking to me, they said that it's a bug in the application that they're working on, and the best way for me to be able to tell that it's actually happened is to be monitoring what I'm doing using headphones, and apparently there's a pretty distinctive sound which indicates that the time of the recorder actually stops recording, or the app stops recording. But as I said to them, unfortunately for me, I'm driving at the time, which is the main reason that I actually have this application, and so I can't wear headphones as I'm driving, nor do I have the sound of it running through the stereo, because otherwise I'd have feedback. So over the last few weeks, there's been a couple of new versions, new beta versions of the app that I've been using. This is my first test with the latest version of the beta of the application. So if this works, awesome, you'll hear it. But if it doesn't work, well, I'll have to try again. But the guys over at Boss Jock Studios, BossJockStudios.com, they have been pretty forthright and pretty direct with me. They've also been helpful as they can. I want the app to improve. They want the app to improve. I want to be able to record whole episodes of this show without having to do the post-production that I was using in the other version of the other way of recording with iTalk Lite. And overall, from episode 10, which I lost most of, and episode 11, I reckon I've had about 6 different attempts at recording an episode and actually having nothing to show for it because of the app failure. It's only because I believe in the app and that I know what it can do that I'm actually still using it. You know, as the guys said to me early on, you know, they thanked me for my patience, and there's a lot of people who would have said at the very first sign that it failed, that's it, not using it anymore, not happy. But if I can use this, and if I can help the developers make it a better app for me and for everyone else who's using the app, well, that's the idea. And there's a few app makers like this. Of course, Pocket Cast by Shifty Jelly is one of the apps that I use to download and listen to podcasts, and I know I had some problems with that particular app that I was able to work through with the guys, and as a result of me and people like me, the app's been made better, and it's been awesome, and it's been stable and everything like that. And I hope that A, this works, and B, in time to come, this will be an awesome app, a stable app, and these problems will cease, and I'll be able to put out more episodes of the show. So what have I been talking about in the episodes 10 and 11 that you'll never hear? There's been a variety of things that I've been talking about, none of which I'm going to go into any detail now, because there's a lot of things that I've been talking about, and I want to dedicate a decent amount of time to these topics. At some stages there, I was basically record, notice I had failed, attempted again, tried to talk about the same sort of things. Sometimes I went in different directions, and then on other occasions I just totally changed the topics altogether. And it's a shame that I've had so much fail, because by now I could have easily had up to episode 20 recorded quite easily. But over the last few days I haven't been recording, because I wanted to make sure that the app was working, and as I said, hopefully you're listening to this. So what have I been talking about? And what will I be talking about in future episodes? I've been talking about things such as my clashes, that's the wrong word. My encounters with celebrities and famous people and TV appearances and the like that I've made. So I was talking about that at one stage. I was also talking about families on TV and my favourite television families. It's another subject I was talking about. I've also been talking about the subject of what happens when current events interfere with your memories of an older TV show or an older movie. In other words, how well does a movie stand up to the test of time, and does current events affect what you think of a TV show? I also spoke a little bit about September 11 and the TV coverage thereof. There's been some very interesting changes in the way that particular day has been covered and televised on TV. There's also, what else have I been talking about? There's also an interesting topic that I actually want to talk about on a future episode I haven't necessarily spoken about yet, in relation to suicide and suicide by train, and a couple of interesting documentaries that I've seen on that particular subject. Of course, I've been watching a lot of TV. I've been watching the 2012 season of Big Brother Australia. I haven't actually spoken about that, even though this is episode 10. I quite deliberately haven't spoken about that particular show yet. What else have I been talking about? I've been talking about movies that I've enjoyed. There's a lot of movies that I have spoken about. I could be watching looking at my DVD shelf every time I leave for work and thinking, oh, what movies do I want to talk about now? And then, of course, there's a big debate going on at the moment in relation to social media and things like debates on social media, hate on social media, and the quote-unquote traditional media has latched onto what they're now calling trolling. And so there's been a big anti-trolling campaign here in Sydney. And so there is a lot to talk about, and I will be talking about that in future episodes. I'm a bit reluctant to go in depth into a topic at the moment, just in case this recording actually doesn't work, which would be a tremendous shame. As I said, I don't want to have to go back to the app that I was using before. There might come a time where that indeed might be the best thing to do. I really do enjoy recording these episodes in the car, the mobile studio, the mobile diary room. And there's just been some interesting things that have happened, including there's been a bit of feedback which has been coming in, primarily from Shauno, from Gemini Dragon, and Ian from Canada, which has been quite cool. During one of my attempts at recording episode 11, I was talking about, in my end part of the episode, about the different ways that you can leave feedback, including interacting with me on the social networks, and also things like email and leaving comments on the show notes. I did indeed mean to say, so if you want to interact with me, leave a comment on the show note. I almost did it then. Leave a comment on the show notes. But instead of calling them show notes, I accidentally called them Shauno notes. So if you want to leave a comment on the Shauno notes, you can find them at irktothediaryroom.com. Hopefully this will work and I can get back on track. We're coming up to an interesting time of TV here in Australia. It is September, so we're coming up to the September school holidays, where it's basically the Australian version of spring break in America. And then after that, we have the final run home for the ratings, the television ratings for the end of the year. What a lot of the networks have done over the year, because this year's an Olympic year, a lot of the networks who weren't covering the Olympics basically gave up hope during the Olympics, and I was so glad that I had lots to watch on Foxtel IQ. So now that the Olympics are over, there's a big push for a lot of new shows that are coming on, a lot of new series that are coming on, because coming up basically from the end of November, early December, we have the wasteland period, if you like, of Australian TV in the summertime, the non-ratings period over the Christmas, New Year and January periods, where the ratings basically don't apply. And so they use that, the networks use that time a lot to, they have their sport coverages, Channel 9, their cricket, Channel 7, with the tennis especially. And then you have all of the popular shows having their Christmas breaks and all of that sort of thing. And so a lot of the shows that didn't necessarily make a good impression during the rating series, but they've still got an obligation and they want some sort of return on their investment, they'll bury them in the wasteland that is summer TV. Although the way that the television market is now in Australia, it's a lot more competitive than what it used to be. To be quite frank, there used to be some absolutely horrible shows during the Christmas period. And then again, with the way that some of the networks go on about certain TV shows, is it any wonder that there's nobody really watching them? You get, and I know various people before me have said this, you get shows coming from America, which is fine, but the networks will show them out of order, they'll miss episodes, they'll swap the times around, and that's where something like Foxtel IQ, where they've got a series link, is really good. I think I might have mentioned that before, maybe on one of the lost episodes, I'm not particularly sure. Of course, there's a lot of people who don't even watch live TV anymore. They rely on Channel BitTorrent, catch-up services that the various networks have. And indeed, people just going out and buying the DVD box set because they want the complete series, they want all the extras that go with it. And some people just don't want to watch commercials, and I can hardly blame them. With the amount of commercials that are on, and like if you're watching the one particular show every week, yeah, it's only on for half an hour or an hour, and then you have so many ads. And this is what I tend to do now with a lot of shows that I'm actually watching. I will record them on the Foxtel DVR. And then I'll sit back and I'll wait until the series has ended, or I've got a few episodes up in the can. And then one afternoon, one evening, I might just watch a few episodes together. I think you get more out of a show that way, especially if you've got to follow a plot line. I find that a lot better for that circumstance rather than watching a weekly show and then waiting for it to come out. You know, there are times there where I watch 3, 4, 5, 6 episodes of a show in a row, and I will watch nothing else until I complete that series, and then I'll go ahead and watch something else. For instance, I have purchased, I think it's season 15 of South Park, and I intend to sit down and watch that all in a row. There's the 4-season box pack of the British family comedy series Outnumbered that I'll be speaking about on another episode. I intend to do the same thing with that. But with Big Brother Australia being on TV at the moment, and I, the majority of the time, I'm actually not home. I'm actually at my place of employment when those shows are on. I find that I'm watching those particular shows first, and then I'm watching other shows. Like, for instance, at the moment for Big Brother, we have daily shows on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. There's live nominations on Monday nights, and there's live evictions on Sundays. And then there's the Waste of Time Big Brother Confidential on Thursday nights. Because if I get behind, there's, you know, it can be difficult to catch up if I'm behind. Not that there's a lot of people that I'm necessarily talking to about the show, but there's one particular guy, hi Simon, who I know for about the first, was it the first 2 or 3 evictions? I was actually going through Facebook on a Sunday night before I had watched the eviction, and I know it was definitely the first 2, or was it the first 3, I can't remember. No, it was the first 3, I think. You know, I'd read on one of Simon's statuses that, you know, housemate so-and-so was evicted. So last night as I'm recording this, I was able to watch the eviction pretty much live. And so I steered clear of Facebook until I, you know, managed to watch it. And then I saw that later on in the night, Simon had posted who got evicted. But I'd already seen it by that stage, so... mind you, having said that, I don't really get antsy about spoilers. Sometimes I can be at work and I can see a show or part thereof during a meal break and think nothing of it and then go and watch it when I get home. This is the thing, when I'm at work, whether I'm at a depot at on a depot bay shift where there's a lot of waiting time between trains, or if I'm in a meal room or a standby room, I don't necessarily expect to be able to see a show that I want to see. And so I don't rely on, well, first of all, having control of the TV. And depending on your location and how they do it, depends, they might have certain people who have control of the TV because they're there the longest. That used to be the case at my depot, that the people on the depot bay shifts who were there the entire time, they had preference. They had preference over the TV. They had first rights of refusal, so to speak, for the TV. Now I think they're running it on, because we have got Foxtel at work for the social committee and people contribute to it. People who contribute have first say on it now. And then at other places they have things like the news gets priority. Anyone who wants to watch the news gets priority, followed by anyone who wants to watch sport, and then everything else comes about after that. And then you get places where it's pretty much whoever says what, and you know, there might be a group of people sitting around and you know, they might want to watch a particular thing, so they'll watch a particular thing, or someone will say, oh, this is boring, do you mind if we change it? sort of get a raise of hand sort of thing. But who controls the TV in a multi-user environment like that is very interesting. Sometimes there are conflicts, especially if you get a whole group of people who, for instance, want to watch the football, and then you get some who don't. Usually there's a minority of people who don't. The Olympics were a great example of that. The London 2012 Olympics, there was a whole heap of people who wanted to watch it. There were some who didn't. I remember, because we had the choice of the Olympic channels on Foxtel, and then we also had the free-to-air Channel 9 coverage of it as well. There were something like 9 channels in total that you could choose from of Olympic coverage, which is the most it's ever been, because they had the rights for free-to-air, which was Channel 9, and then they had the rights for pay TV, which is Foxtel. Foxtel's pretty much got a monopoly of the pay TV. And so I remember one bloke complained, oh man, you know, whatever the sport was, something like table tennis was on. It's like, oh man, not table tennis. So he switches it over and he's like, oh man, archery? Really? I can remember, I didn't watch much in the Olympics at all. I didn't willingly choose to watch it. But I remember seeing the men's beach volleyball. I remember commenting, oh, men's beach volleyball, who cares? Women's beach volleyball, yes, please. But men's beach volleyball, no, thank you. And then I tweeted something like, cameramen complaining about their job at the beach volleyball. You know, I said no one ever. But it can be very interesting to determine who watches the TV in those sort of environments. But overall, considering the amount of times that I've been exposed to, you know, people working together and deciding what they were going to watch on TV, there's been one circumstance that I can think of that I really got heated. But a lot of the time it's not a problem. Especially because in many instances you've got people who are coming in and out, so a lot of the people don't even care what's on TV a lot of the time. You know, sometimes it's just background noise, and other times there's so many people talking it's hard to concentrate anyway. But I do remember hearing about one time where there was nearly a punch-up. I didn't see this firsthand, but I kind of wish that I did. Several years ago, when Jerry Springer was on Channel 10 at lunchtime, a lot of people in the mill room were apparently watching Jerry Springer, and one person dared to change the channel during Jerry Springer, and it almost became a Jerry Springer fight in the mill room, apparently. But, yeah, very, very cool. Anywho, to finish up, you can leave a comment on the Shauno notes at irktothedoryroom.com. Subscribe via iTunes if you haven't already, or if you've got an app like Pocket Cast by Shifty Jelly, you can just do a search for Irk to the Dory Room, you'll find it. Also, the episodes are now available on Stitcher Radio, so if you've got the Stitcher Radio app, search Irk to the Dory Room and you'll find that also. It took a bit of time to get on iTunes, but that's all been sorted now, so you can search that. And of course, if you have the Channel Irk Mega Feed, you'll get Irk to the Dory Room when it's released. I'm basically planning now that it's up on iTunes, I put a few episodes up there pretty much one after the other, because they usually like to have a few episodes before they list you on iTunes, so I've done that. And now I've done that, you know, I'll still record frequently, providing this works with the app, but I'll be releasing episodes on the weekend, either Saturday or Sunday. So you'll basically get one episode a week. That is the plan, but don't necessarily hold me to it. Anywho, I'm Irk. You've been awesome. I've been Irk. No Pepsi and no podcast make Irk go something something. And from the mobile diary room, thanks for listening. Hope this works. And good night, Interweb. I wanna be a superstar.